All right, so today we're diving into something that really caught my attention, and I think you'll be interested in this too. It's this Rialta real estate website platform. We actually got a review, well, you sent in a review that really piqued my interest, especially the part about the one-time fee, $349 and no recurring charges. That's pretty unusual. I mean, for website platforms,
Okay.
wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not the typical model. Most platforms rely on a subscription model, that monthly or annual fee. So Rialta's pricing structure, it could really shake things up. Makes you wonder if this could become more common, even influence other industries.
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking about all the subscriptions I have these days. It feels like everything's a subscription. So this could be maybe the beginning of a shift towards, more straightforward pricing, like just buy it once and you're done. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got a whole review to unpack here. And it sounds like Rialta has a lot to offer, from what I see. Advanced search features, stylish property displays. Even the reviewer mentioned how easy it is to onboard agents.
Yeah, the reviewer was really happy with how easy it was to use, especially for someone who, hasn't built a website before. They actually used this analogy of setting up a property listing, like getting ready for a date, making sure everything looks its best.
Oh, I like that analogy. That makes it sound a lot less scary than I thought. But let's go back to that flat fee for a minute. The reviewer called it a financial breather, which I get. But I'm also thinking long term. Can a platform like Rialta, without that constant stream of subscription money, can they really keep up with updates, security, all that?
That's a really good question, and it's a trade-off for sure. On the one hand, you have the initial savings, right, and just the simplicity of a one-time payment. But, on the other hand, you got to wonder about ongoing development and support. It would be interesting to see how Rialta handles this, to make sure the platform stays competitive over time.
Yeah, I'm really curious about their business model. Maybe they have other ways of bringing in revenue, like premium add-ons or services, but for now, let's dive into some of the details. The reviewer mentioned free and paid listing options. What's the deal with those?
So it's kind of like a tiered system. You could start with the free listings just to get a feel for the platform, like dip your toes in the water. But if you really want to get noticed, reach more people, then you can upgrade to the paid listings. The reviewer described it as getting the VIP treatment.
Okay, so it's not just about being online, it's about how visible you are. And that, depends on your goals. Speaking of goals, let's talk about those advanced search features. The reviewer mentioned a client who was looking for an eco-friendly home, and they found the perfect place using Rialta's filters.
Yeah, and what the reviewer highlighted was how detailed those search filters are. Buyers could really get specific with what they're looking for. It goes beyond just the basics, like location and price, that level of detail. It could be a game changer, especially now when buyers are interested in those niche features, like energy efficiency or being close to, I don't know, parks or specific shops.
It's almost like having a personal real estate matchmaker.
Right.
You can really pinpoint what you want, but finding the right property is only half the battle, right? You also need to present it in a way that grabs attention. How does Rialta handle property displays?
This is where Rialta seems to excel. The reviewer is really impressed with the visual aspect. They said the property displays look like something straight out of a magazine. There's even a carousel feature, so buyers can swipe through those high-quality pictures. It creates a much more immersive experience.
That's clever. In a world that's so visual, being able to really showcase those photos, it's a huge advantage. It's almost like giving buyers a virtual tour before they even see the place in person. And what about, I noticed the reviewer mentioned Google Maps integration. How does that work? And what's the benefit for potential buyers?
So the Google Maps integration, it basically gives buyers a feel for the neighborhood. It's really helpful for people moving from out of town.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
They can explore the area, see what's nearby, get a sense of the place before they actually visit.
Right, so it's like having a digital scout.
Exactly.
You can check out the vibe without leaving your couch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about affordability, the user-friendliness, some pretty impressive features, but what about actually setting up the site? Is it as straightforward as the reviewer makes it sound?
Well, according to the reviewer, setting up the website is super easy. Rialta provides a theme and a page builder that are really intuitive, even for someone who's not very technical.
Okay, that's good to hear. But even with the best platform, sometimes you run into a snag. Does Rialta offer support? If you need help.
Yeah, they have online chat support. The reviewer said it was really responsive and helpful, and they also have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So You know, if you're not happy with the platform, you can get a full refund.
That's good. It takes away some of the risk. Okay, so Rialto seems to have a lot going for it. It's affordable, easy to use, packed with features, and there's a safety net if you're not happy. What stood out to you the most? What do you think would be the biggest draw for someone in real estate?
What really struck me was the potential for this platform to be disruptive. That pricing model, the focus on simplicity, the visual appeal. It could really shake things up in the world of real estate websites.
I agree. It's a fresh perspective, and it challenges the traditional way of thinking about these platforms. But it's important to consider the other side, too. Are there any potential downsides or limitations to this approach? Things we should be aware of?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is the whole single payment thing. It's great up front, saves you money. But long term, it might limit their ability to keep improving the platform. You know, technology changes so fast, user needs evolve. It takes money to keep up with that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like that buy versus rent debate. You own it outright, but then you're on the hook for all the upkeep.
Exactly.
Maybe Rialto will offer additional services later on, or packages. It'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
Definitely. And, you know, this is just one person's experience. It would be helpful to get more perspectives, see what other users think, especially those who've been using it for a while.
Absolutely. One review, even a detailed one, it's just a snapshot. It would be good to hear from agents with different needs, different levels of tech expertise. But even with those considerations, Rialto's approach is pretty intriguing. I'm really drawn to the user-friendliness aspect. The reviewers seem to have no trouble setting it up, and they really emphasized how intuitive the platform is.
Yeah, ease of use is crucial, especially in real estate.
Yeah.
Agents are busy. They need tools that are efficient. No steep learning curve. Rialto seems to nail that balance. Simplicity without sacrificing features.
And we can't forget about the property displays. The reviewer was clearly impressed with the visuals.
Oh yeah, visuals are key in real estate. First impressions matter. Rialto gets it. They've got the image carousel, the Google Maps integration. It's about creating an experience.
Yeah.
More than just listing basic details.
It's about capturing the feel of a property.
Exactly.
Showing its personality through visuals. It's like, instead of just reading about a beautiful sunset, you're actually seeing it.
Exactly. It's about evoking emotion, creating that excitement. That makes people want to take action.
And in real estate, that action is inquiries, viewings, ultimately sales. So based on this review, Rialto's strengths seem to be affordability, user-friendliness, and that focus on visual appeal. I think those are all big selling points for real estate professionals, especially those looking for a cost-effective platform, something easy to use. That helps them showcase properties in the best light.
And don't forget the potential for disruption, that flat fee model. It could really change the game in real estate tech.
Absolutely. Rialto is challenging the way things are done. It's raising some interesting questions about the future of these platforms. Definitely something to watch.
But, and this is important, no platform is perfect for everyone. Our listener, anyone considering Rialto, they need to think about their specific needs.
Right. What works for one agent might not be the best fit for another. You've got to consider the size of your business, your target market budget, how comfortable you are with technology.
For example, a large agency with tons of properties, they might need a more complex platform with features for managing teams, categorizing all those properties.
Yeah, good point. Or an agent specializing in luxury homes. They might want features that highlight high-end details, virtual tours, and things like that.
Exactly. So, while we've given a good overview of Rialto, the final decision, it comes down to the individual.
It's about weighing the pros and cons, looking at your own situation, choosing what aligns with your goals, and even beyond specific features, there are other things to think about.
Oh, like what?
Well, customer support, for example. The reviewer mentioned Rialto's team was responsive, but it's always good to do your own research.
Yeah, check online reviews, see what other users are saying.
Exactly. Another thing, Rialto's track record. How long have they been around? What's their reputation?
Important questions. A platform with a good track record, it's more likely to be reliable.
Right. You want a platform you can trust. And that brings up another crucial point, security.
Absolutely essential, especially these days. You need to protect your website, your data.
So choose a platform that takes security seriously.
And finally, think about integrations. Can Rialto work smoothly with other tools you use? Your CRM, your email marketing platform?
Great point. Integrations can save you so much time, so definitely explore those options.
Choosing a website platform is a big decision. It's an investment. You got to think it through carefully.
Absolutely. We've covered a lot today. But I want to make sure our listener knows what to do next. What are your final thoughts? What would you recommend to someone considering Rialto?
I'd say the first step. Go to their website, check it out for yourself, see what the interface is like, look at some property listings, maybe even play around with the page builder.
Right, get a feel for
it. A lot of platforms offer free trials, so you can really test it out before committing.
That's a good point. And while you're there, take a look at their documentation, support materials. Mm. That'll give you a better idea of the features. Any limitations, what kind of support they offer.
And don't forget online reviews. See what other users are saying. It can be really helpful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Reading reviews from different sources gives you a more well-rounded perspective. And don't be afraid to reach out to Rialto directly. If you have questions,
absolutely.
Ask about their future plans, security measures, integrations, anything that's important to you.
It's always good to get information straight from the source.
Exactly. Yeah. So as you're gathering information, think about what you really need. What are your must-haves?
Right. What can't you live without?
And what are your deal breakers? Create a checklist. Compare Rialto against it.
That way you can see if it's a good fit.
Because choosing a website platform, it's a big deal. It's an investment in your online presence. It can really impact your business.
You got that right.
So take your time, do your research, and trust your gut.
If Rialto aligns with what you want to achieve, and it checks all your boxes, it could be a real game changer for your business.
Exactly.
If you're having second thoughts.
Or you find something that suits you better. Don't be afraid to look at other options. That's the beauty of technology. There are so many choices out there. You have the power to choose what works best for you.
It's all about finding the right fit.
So to wrap things up, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We looked at Rialto in depth, talked about its potential impact, and gave you a framework for making a decision. Hopefully this has been helpful.
It's been great exploring this with you. It's always fascinating to see how technology is changing things.
And to our listener, keep exploring, keep learning. The real estate world is always changing. And those who adapt are the ones who succeed.
Stay curious, stay informed, and find the tools that help you succeed.
Well said. Until next time, keep diving deep. We'll see you on the next episode of The Deep Dive.